I think for us there's no difference between a normal instrument or sound source in nature, like a wind blowing through the tree or...
Music is acoustics anyway. It's... it's acoustic is the whole world that's hearable, audible.
Yeah.
So it would be limiting, like some people say we play acoustic music. It's not, it's only one part of the whole audible world that they limit themselves to.
Yes, sometimes people say also we are playing on natural instruments, but they are not natural. They are also built and they are also made by human beings. There are no instruments you
can... grow on trees.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe if you listen to the river flow or some water or weather, general.
So all this,
this would be natural music, but anything that's made, human made, is human music.
But in your own music, would you like to use natural sounds?
Yeah, we regard radio sounds also some it's part of nature of today. Also, if you regard that we have one piece radio stars, it's cosmic. The stars are sending radio waves long before we lived, and they still do.
They make music, like when they...
It's the music of the spheres.
Yeah, in Faust, you know Faust? Goethe Faust, where it says the harmony of the spheres. We used to have this in our last concerts. It was part of the concert where Comet Melody, we had an introduction from Faust where it says the harmony of the spheres and the sun is making music. And this was just imaginative from the Middle Ages, and Goethe picked this up, but he couldn't actually hear it in his time. But today with radio telescope you can actually hear the real music of the radio stars. So it has become a reality.
Do you compose your music? How do you compose your music?
Well, we did, with this album, we did the concept first when we had this idea of doing a radio album. And then we sat in a room. And there was, the room was nearly empty, and we just had a radio, this shortwave radio, and with five bands, international radio, and we kept listening to this, and we did with our friend Emil, we did the artwork first, and poetry, and wrote some of the music, and all the time we were listening, and so this gradually came together. We composed some of the songs and lyrics.
While listening to the radio.
And then we always go like to our studio and improvise. And also while we were playing the last series of concerts, we were improvising and sometimes getting carried away from the original piece of music, and we found that we were somewhere else. And so we find new material and new music by improvising, by chance, and by just working and studying. It's different sources where we find music.
Talking with people.
A lot of the music on this album is very peaceful and calm, I find.
Contemplative in some parts.
You have any ideas for a single?
Well, it's maybe as radio activity is has been the most requested. So maybe there we will do a single from this one.
I like Antenna.
Yeah, this is really...
I think that would be a good single.
Really a very poetic.
How is the future of electronic music looking? The kind of thing you're doing. I think this is the trend. This is where music is going.
how we think it will become even more melting together with organic.
With other forms?
Like we are now switching more to vocal and electronic vocal music. Not just vocals, but extended vocals.
Yeah, it has only just started. We feel like we only just started within, also within electronic music and the whole acceptance and beginning of research.
Still a lot to do, and maybe there are coming up other groups who will also try.
A lot of them in Germany. I know Harmonia and Cluster.
In Germany there's also a big culture of amateur music, like people at home playing music at home, not just for themselves and their friends. And also electronic music has a long tradition in Germany.
Since the 50s?
When it was invented in radio stations. I mean, the first electronic studio was in Westdeutscher Rundfunk radio station. So it was taken from radio equipment and radio technology equipment, sine wave generators that made up the first electronic instruments. So this again is a source of electronic music, is in radio.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's in most of the countries, I think, today, also in America, electronic music is... here it's... they get help from the universities.
Right.
But in Germany, in France, in Holland, are supported by the state radios. It's Musique Concrète and was made in the French radio station. And in Den Haag, I think, in Holland, there's also a big studio. So it's a special medium for radio.
How did you start out with electronics? I know first album I've heard of yours, Organization, it was just acoustic.
No, it's amplified music, like, and then we completely left this over the years, and more fascinated by electronic medium, because we could do more of the sounds we imagined we wanted to do. Until now we have reached a stage where we can nearly play everything that we can think of.
Anything you can imagine, then you can reproduce.
Yes. If there's enough time and if we can put enough work into it, we can reach this state where we can play anything we want. Limitless and even when we improvise instantly, like we might be in a concert and we suddenly have an idea comes to us and it will go with the music because we have been playing for such a long time together, so we are not afraid of holding this back and we can play this instantly, some of it.
So what does your equipment consist of now?
Of standard synthesizers, of digital time delay equipment, reverberation, mixers, filters, equalizers, and electronic percussion, speech synthesizer, and a lot of, think a lot of people.
Yeah, light disc organ and regular organ. We also use our hands and mouth for voice, of course, and then our feet to operate pedals and foot pedals, bass organ, and also do our own mixing in concert situation, where we mix our music, which is part of the music, because there's so many sound sources that have to go together in a certain way. So we mix this live during the concert.
Does it take a long time to learn to operate all this equipment?
Yes, to coordinate your your body too.
It's quite a bit different than playing traditional instruments.
That's it, yeah. It's more like operating a radio station, for example.
You feel comfortable with technology.
Oh yes. When it's used by people.
Do you build a lot of your own equipment?
Yeah, we have some, maybe 50% of our equipment is self-designed, and we have now closer, before we work with some engineers, but now we have